So for today's review, we have Guastella, the author of the book, The Team Secret. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Shipling.
Let's start off with a bit of history. So you served in the force for quite a while, 24 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Ipeleng, I served for 30 years in total, mm-hmm. of which 24 years were in the special forces, in the South African, you know, elite forces. And then my last 4 years, I was the defense attaché for South Africa in Saudi Arabia.
So is that always something that you've wanted to do growing up?
Not really. I did my service, my military service. Those days it was, as you know, it was compulsory. Mm-hmm. And then I just heard so many stories about the Rekkies and, you know, the special forces, and eventually decided to join up.
Yeah. So you are known as the bestseller of Reese, Small Team Missions Behind Enemy Lines. And I believe both of these books, this book as well, The Team Secret, is about what happens in the Air Forces, if I'm not mistaken.
The second book, not.
Yeah.
If I can just give you a little bit background about Rekkie. It's called
Rekkie
Special Forces Missions Behind Enemy Lines. Those were basically operations or based on operations that we used to do in those days, you know, 1980s. Purely military, purely special forces missions. But the second book, which I co-wrote with Anton Berger, is the application of, it's about the application of those principles and the characteristics of the people in the business environment. It's actually, you know, all those, the good, obviously, with a lot of principles that we base the operations on, that good stuff applied in business today.
All right, so from serving in the military to becoming an author, a writer, how did that come about? You know, at what point did you decide that I should probably write a book?
Ipeleng, what happened is I've been writing short stories, you know, just capturing anecdotes and, you know, incidents that happened over the years. Mm-hmm. But because of the secrecy and because I was in the military and the whole secrecy aspect, I couldn't, or I didn't want to write. I didn't want to put anyone in jeopardy or, you know, expose anyone. But after I left the military, I decided to write my life story. And that's how the first book happened. Yes. Mm.
So how do you think the first book that you wrote was received for you to be able to go through and say, you know what, I should probably come out with another book called The Team Secret?
It went very well. The book was a bestseller in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Also, we had it published in Britain under the same name, but a different cover. It sold really well, thanks to my publisher, Tafelberg Publishers. And the second book came about much easier. You know, it was written in literally 1 year, while the first one was written over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Yeah, true, yes.
So let's focus on the book, The Team Secret. Somebody out there just wants to get a little bit brief about what they should expect from the book. How would you explain that to them?
If I may step back one little bit. My co-author, Anton Berger, he actually read the first book, Rekkie.
Okay.
And he then realized, and this is about a year ago, he then realized that all these principles and, you know, the good things from the military are just as applicable in business or in teams in the business world. And he then he approached a friend and said to him, look, this is such good stuff. I wish I could write a book. And the friend said to him, just write a book. He said, no, I'm not a writer. I don't want to. And you know what he did? He contacted the publisher, a lady called Annie Ulifier, who's super, super, you know, a really professional person. And she said, look, let's not waste time. Let's talk to Quiz. And they got in touch. And funny enough, at that time, I was writing my my notes on how could these principles be applied in business or in teams.
Yeah.
Incidentally.
Yeah, what are the chances?
And the same day I said to Anton, yeah, of course. And the funny thing also was I was sitting in Saudi Arabia and he was in South Africa. So we we formed a team and just wrote the book over, you know, a distance of 10,000 kilometers.
Wow. So the book we can get at Bookmark, it's called The Team Secret. Should we expect another book after this?
I hope so. But one thing you were asking about, you know, what is it?
Yeah, what is
how
the book
do you apply?
Is, yeah.
Mm. And it's basically how we did it is I wrote the story of a Special Forces team deploying behind enemy lines.
Mm.
And it's the typical story of, you know, a team on a Special Forces mission. Then he took from, and every chapter starts with that story.
Yeah.
And the story runs through the book.
Mm.
And he took the principles and those characteristics and he applies it in every chapter. He applies it to business teams and to project teams.
Wow.
And I think it worked out fairly well.
So you would say that this book is would target the people that are in the business world and perhaps want insight on it?
Mostly people in the business world, but not restricted to that, because it's about teamwork. You know, it's about, as the title says, you know, the team secret. It's very much for teams in any environment, really, not only business.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through to the studio, Kwes. It was really a pleasure chatting to you and getting to know about this book, The Team Secret by Kwes Dadler and Anton Berger. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ipleng.